If poem summary by Abhavya Raj. Rudyard Kipling's poem If is about the path to become a mature and responsible adult. A father is giving his son training on how to become a more stronger human being. This poem is a didactic poem, which means moral lesson of life instructions are learned. In the first stanza, the poet says that if you can maintain calm and composure when others around you lose theirs, if you spoke the truth and are confident about yourself when others around you lie, but you should also give them a chance to speak because you think everyone has the right to speak. If you can be patient and not lose your temper, if you can be handled being lied about, but never ever tell a lie. If you are fine with being hated, but never hate yourself just because others hate you. If you do not look too good or talk too wise, which means don't be too good to others or don't be too wise to others, but be good and wise to others. In the second stanza, the poet says that if you can dream, but those dreams have to be like which never let you sleep. If you can think, but still take action. If you can deal with both success and failure and treat both the imposters equally. If you can handle being lied about but never tell a lie. If you can handle it when others twist your truths into lies. If you built something and it broke down, don't start cribbing. Just rebuild it with worn out tools. In the third stanza, the poet says that if you can make a collection of all your winnings and risk it on a game of luck, that is pitch and toss. You will win or you might lose. If you lose in pitch and toss, just forget that you have many, many winnings, but start it all from the one winning, that is from the beginning. If you can control your sadness when you start the game of luck from the beginning, if you can have the never give up attitude, even if you lose in pitch and toss, it's all right. You have to be a stronger human being. In the last stanza, the poet says that if you can show high moral values and the sanity of your mind, if you can stay humble and rooted to the ground, no matter wherever you are, you will never lose the common touch. Even if you are walking with kings, you should never lose the common touch. If neither your enemies nor your loving friends can hurt you, if all men support you but none of them is too close to you, if you can do productive work in 60 seconds because you think time waits for none and never forgets the one who wastes it, if you can inherit the earth, yours is the earth and everything on it. In the end, Rudyard Kipling says that you will be a man, my son, if you can have all these qualities. Thank you. If poem summary by Abhavya Raj, grade 6A.